Hey, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back live here to the outdoor broadcast. We're in Innisfail, Mamu country, for the NAIDOC celebration for Radiant Life College. And in regards to the celebration down here, fantastic. They've got the formalities underway in the hall, and just come from the hall. We're out here with the group of supporters here, as well as the stall holders. So a celebration right through to 1 o'clock this afternoon. National Talk Black come to you live here with the outdoor broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, as welcome Black, National Talk Black, and also like to acknowledge NIRS, National Israeli Service, put us across the airways, across this big island, Australia, and celebration of NAIDOC. Don't forget that theme, the next generation, strength, vision, and legacy. So there's the beautiful yarns that we will be having today. One of the keynote speakers here today at the beautiful celebration is Sam Thaiday, former Broncos Queensland player. It's going to have a yarn with that brother. Kick it to me, kick it to me. So we'll have a yarn with that daily brother. And a big shout out to the principal here of the school, and hopefully we'll catch up with the principal. So Radiant Life College, like I said, based here in Innisfail, Mamu country, and believe they do boarding as well here at this school. And it's a beautiful sit up here in the tropical North Queensland, and the town of Billy Slater. We'll mention that fact to all you Queensland Rugby League supporters, Melbourne Storm supporters. So in many ways than one, beautiful yards that will be happening today in celebration of NAIDOC here at Radiant Life College. Looking forward to having the yards, but stay tuned to your deadly outdoor broadcast here with National Talk Black. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
In the land of the Indigenous, we are fighting for our rights. In the land of the Indigenous, we got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the Indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of Indigenous. Yeah.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba nap ibamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Today, mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here in Innisfail at the Radiant Life College. We're here celebrating NAIDOC for this year, 2025. NAIDOC, don't forget that theme. The next generation, strength, vision, legacy. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. It's great to be down here on Mamu Country, yarning up, catching up with Deadly Mob down here. And I'm going to catch up with yarn now with John Fijo. He's the Ranger Coordinator, Tech Ranger, for the Traditional Owners. A very good morning, John. How are you, brother?
Hey, good, brother. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for coming along. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm originally from Northern Territory, Darwin boy, Larrakia. Married into Mamu mob over here, my wife, Jurubar Bagabara, and she's just a proud Mamu woman.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Fantastic. Now, the hat you wear is a Ranger Coordinator, Tech Ranger. Tell us about that space. Tell us the job that you do and how long you've been in it, brother.
We've been in that for now the last 6 years on our own. We're not funded by federal or state. We're a fully autonomous ranger group.
Yes.
We own and do everything through country and on country for our mob, and we don't want to be subjected and limited to what we can do as traditional owners.
Sure, fantastic. So talk about the work that you do on country. It's about looking at Mother Earth.
Exactly.
On your country.
Exactly. We always go back to I'll go back to my three cores that my grandfather gave me from the Northern Territory, looking after our mum first and foremost, which is Mother Earth.
Yes.
But then also listening to her husband, which is our dad, especially from my area where I'm from, which is freshwater for us. Mm. And then they had disobedient children, which is all of us, Tara countrymen rocking around on country.
Yes.
We don't want to listen to our parents. They knew that, so then they said, all right, we needed to create one more thing to make sure our ears listen and to get back to that language and how we talk. So they told the spirit, which is wind.
Sure.
Get them all back here. They got to get back on country. We need to start looking after her and doing our job.
Beautiful.
As their children.
And we're talking brothers and sisters at the table?
Yeah, we're talking brothers and sisters at the table, but also network mob who don't understand our culture.
Okay.
We're finding here, that's why mum and dad opted to go through education rather than going through a ranger program.
Mm.
We started with the most powerfulest thing on the earth that we believe anyway, as countrymen as well, is that education is power.
Yes.
But power without direction is just information.
Fantastic. Johnny, your role, how long have you been in that role?
I've been in this role forever.
Forever. Thank you. Come out of your Kimby, straight into it.
Come straight into it. Yes, no, that's it, brother. Country is everything.
A team of people, how many involved?
There's four senior rangers, and then we have our junior ranger programs. But within our senior ranger groups, we've got our cohorts that sit underneath us. So I'm the ranger coordinator tech side and also mangroves. And then my brother-in-law looks after the governance on the language and the interaction with schools.
Yes.
And then we have our sea country area, which is our Tumra program.
Lovely.
And then our land-based management stuff. So
fantastic.
Three worlds that we want to make sure our kids get empowered in.
Now, when we talk of Innisfail, we talk of the home of Billy Slater, former origin, but we're talking about sugarcane country, but we're also talking about big lizards, crocodiles. So just enlighten us about that space.
Crocodiles are actually our cultural language. A lot of people get it mistaken when they see crocodiles in our rivers, and especially big ones. And you get people or different organisations who don't understand the language of First Nations and what we have, how we interact with them, and the language they give to us as First Nations is us also to understand.
Yes.
Because the big lad that's in the river, everyone wants to take him out, but we tell everyone leave him in there because he keeps the ecosystem
in
check.
There you go, beautiful. It's his habitat as well. Good yarning with you, John. Thank you for the conversation, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Good luck to it. Big shout out to all your deadly rangers and looking after country. Fantastic. But keep smiling. Happy NAIDOC, my brother. And before you go, what's NAIDOC mean to you, brother?
NAIDOC mean to me, vision.
Vision. Loving. Loving that, because the next generation, as the theme, strength, vision you mentioned, and legacy. So enjoy your vision, work towards the vision, and we'll talk soon, Brother John.
No worries, brother. Thank you very much.
Beautiful yarn there with John Fijo, Ranger Coordinator, Tech Ranger, here at the celebration of NAIDOC for this year, 2025, here down in Innisfail, Mamu Country. As I mentioned, the home of Billy Slater, former Queensland State of Origin, former Australian Kangaroos, and former Melbourne Storms. And speaking of rugby league, let's go to the man himself, ST. We're talking Sammy Thaiday, and I want to say former Melbourne Storms, but Broncos, former Queensland and former Kangaroos, and Sammy Thaiden, my brother. Great to see you. Last time we caught up, brother, you borrowed 50. I'm so excited to see you, brother, and a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. I was very close to being a Storm at one point in time, actually.
Were
early
you really?
Days, yeah. I probably should have gone down there, but I might have got caught up in that debacle down there. With
okay, you had to go there, right, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
You
exactly.
had to go there. Look, before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Sam?
My name is Samuel Arthur Thaiden. I like to always introduce myself in that way because my parents thought long and hard about naming me. Samuel is a family name. It's my grandmother's name. She's from Warbe Island up in the Torres Strait. Her last name is Samuel, Rainer Samuel. Mm-hmm. And then Arthur is my grandfather's name on my mum's side. So he was a farmer from Western Australia.
Yes.
Worked very hard. Arthur Cooper worked on that farm to the day he passed away. I've got family connections to Warbe, Ayama, Erub, and connections to the Cape York as well. So
beautiful.
Yeah, and very, very proud Torres Strait man.
Well, big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. Look, great to be yarning with you. We're here at in Innisfail, as I said, the home of Billy Slater, Marmon Country. We're here celebrating NAIDOC, Next Generation Strength, Vision, Legacy. We're here at the Radiant Life College celebrating NAIDOC, my brother. First of all, what's NAIDOC mean to you, Sam?
Oh, it means being proud. Being proud of who you are and where you're from and standing staunch. Mm. In that as well. So that's what it means to me.
Fantastic. So former rugby league player, you wear in many hats now in the media, especially with the NRL and Fox, what have you. So tell us the many hats that you wear in the sort of job capacity after retiring from football.
I wear many hats, none as deadly as yours today.
Thank you.
you picked the stylish one. I like that. I do many different things now. So I'm a brand ambassador. I go around to schools and talk to kids about, I call them my league life lessons.
Okay.
Goal setting, discipline, leadership, teamwork, those things. I do some work with Channel 9. I continue to work for the Brisbane Broncos.
Yep. In what capacity there with the Broncos?
No coaching. No. I'm already going bald. I don't want to go grey.
Thank you. Yep.
So,
yep. He is overrated anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need it.
Thank you.
No.
Right.
You run faster with no hair.
That's right, brother.
Exactly.
So the work you do with Broncos?
But, probably the most important work that I do for them is, I do a little bit with their community program. We've got one of the biggest community departments in all of the NRL teams.
Yeah.
We go and visit up to 150 schools from Lismore all the way to Sunshine Coast, and then we go out west. We go out to Dalby, Chinchilla, we go to Cunnamulla, we visit kids, Indigenous kids in so many different schools there. I do some of that stuff. I also do some stuff in and around the game as well, some of our corporate partners. I call it my politician role.
Role.
I shake hands
like
and kiss babies.
Yeah. So we're talking about rugby league. We're talking about the hat you wear promoting rugby league, but you're also promoting success. You're also promoting, it's the same principles for success as a player in rugby league, whether you starting to become a doctor or a pole dancer. I don't know why I'm looking at Maddie, but like it's the success principle is at the table. So we can talk about being the best you that you can be, Sam. I would think it's not only about rugby league, is it?
No. Well, Maddie is like Shakira. His hips don't lie. Like I said, I learned a lot of lessons from rugby league. And you probably don't know and realise that when you're playing. You're just in the depths of showing up to training, trying to recover for the game on the weekend. Literally, that's it. You know, it's rinse and repeat week in and week out. But when you finish and you walk away from the game, there's been so many lessons that I've learned that I can pass on to young kids.
Yep.
That I can pass on to teenagers. That I can pass on to, people that work in the corporate world as well.
Sure.
Teamwork is such a big thing, and from a corporate side of things, a lot of businesses really want that knowledge on how do you build a great team. So I always looked at all the leaders that I had throughout my career.
Mm.
There was three types of leaders. There was a walker, there was a talker, and there was a superhero.
Mm.
And I try to be all three of those things.
Lovely.
In my life now going forward. I want to be that superhero, that figure that people look up to and they want to aspire to be. They want to be like that Superman. They want to be like that Hulk. I definitely want to be that walker, the person that's out there doing.
Yes.
And from a talking point of view, I have to make sure that I'm living up to the things that I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're the three types of leaderships I learned and saw when I played
that.
Football.
Yes.
And now I take that into my life and in what I do. And I make sure that I show up as the best version of Sam Thaiday with whatever role that I'm doing.
Beautiful. To our deadly listeners out there just tuned in, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, come to you live from Innisfail, Maumoo country. We're here at the Radiant Life College for the celebration of NAIDOC 2025, Next Generation Strength, Vision, Legacy. Having a deadly yarn here with ST, Sam Thaiday, and just talking about his role, his life after football, and talking about the principles of success. Sam, we talk about retiring from football. We're talking about the family life, the personal life, what have you. So what's your vision? Brisbane is home for you. What's your vision? Where do you want to be, say, like in 5 years' time, or what plan you got? Or are you looking at business opportunities? Paint that picture, brother.
Always looking for different opportunities, whether they're business opportunities, whether they're opportunities to educate myself further,
yep.
You know, make myself a better human being. Opportunities to give back as well. In 5 years' time, yeah, I'm unsure what I want to do.
Sure.
I want to continue doing what I'm doing at the moment. I would love to say that Brisbane's going to be home forever, but I'm unsure if it is.
Sure.
You know, I spent so much time in Brisbane. I moved to Brisbane as a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Chasing and pursuing a dream to play professional rugby league. And
paint that picture. How did it start for you? How did Broncos pick you up?
Oh.
Were you playing in local football in Townsville, where you originate from, and does that happen? Or tell us the picture, please.
Well, for myself, it's funny. I had such a great career, and every time I went to Townsville, like, there was always an article in the Townsville Bulletin, you know, the kid that got away, you know, he was under the nose of the Cowboys for so long, and the Cowboys never signed him. But in hindsight, looking back, I always try to look at all the positives in life instead of, you know, looking at things in a negative way. If I didn't move to Brisbane as a 17-year-old, if I didn't struggle, if I didn't have to grow up a little bit quicker, if I didn't move to Brisbane, I wouldn't have been coached by Wayne Bennett.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to be mentored by Shane Webke, Petro Silvanisiva,
yes.
Gordon Tallis, Andrew G.
Yeah.
There were some good players at the Cowboys at the time. Doyley was there. Big Buttsy was there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And those guys are fantastic and had fantastic careers. But the knowledge that I learned from those guys that were at the Broncos really, really helped me out. But I was just a young kid playing junior footy.
Yep.
I definitely flew under the radar. I was a late bloomer. Probably didn't quite know what position I wanted to play.
Sure.
As all Indigenous kids, we're all halfbacks.
Thank you. Chip and Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
And I thought I was the world's biggest and deadliest 5'8" as a young kid. I probably transitioned to lock a little bit later, you know, under 16s, under 17s. And then when I kind of moved into the front row, it kind of just suited me, that aggressive style of playing footy. That bash and barge, I thrived in that zone. And
lovely.
I played for the QAS. I got an invitation to play for the QAS.
Acronym QAS?
Queensland Academy of Sport.
Okay.
Then Wayne Bennett at the time was involved with the Queensland Academy of Sport in helping develop more regional players.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and watched me play and said, "We've got to sign this kid." Who's Straight he signed up. With?
Yep.
He's not signed with anyone. Don't know why. I think at the time they had signed Tom Leroy Lars.
Okay, yes.
Who was playing
Canberra Raiders?
Canberra Raiders.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. He now lives in Townsville. He's young fellas playing for the Cowboys at the
okay.
moment.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Doing a good job. I feel for him. He's coming to a pretty tough system there at the moment. But the Broncos had signed Tom Leroy Lars as their big front row. He's the next
yes.
generation. And he played for the Australian Academy of Sport at the time.
Okay.
Australian Institute of Sport, sorry. And we played the QAS versus the AIS. And that day I kind of...
You performed.
I blew him off the park. I didn't make him look silly, but, you know...
Because did you know that they were honing in on him?
Well, I had...
So there was an opportunity for you to step up and take him out.
I just saw it as an opportunity, and that's the way I played footy.
Thank you.
I'm versing the front rowers.
Yeah.
I'm versing the back rowers. I'm not playing against the whole team.
Sure.
I need to make sure that I beat my guy, and if the next guy beats
right.
his
exactly.
guy and so
Stay
on and so
lane.
Forth,
yep.
we win the game.
Yep.
I just had that mentality going into that game, and then, it wasn't long after that, I
got the phone call from Wayne Bennett.
Phone call, really, really funny, actually. I signed my contract after a Cowboys game once in the Cowboys car park.
No, you didn't.
I signed a Broncos contract.
Is that right?
And then, I graduated high school in 2002. November 1, I was in Brisbane, started training. I skipped schoolies. All my friends went down to Early
yep.
Beach for schoolies.
You focus on
and
your
I
career. Yep.
Head down, bum up, and it was the best decision I've ever made.
Fantastic. Sammy, good talking with you, my brother. Great to see you as always. Look, a big shout out to your beautiful family. Keep doing what you do, my brother. Talking to our young ones, you can't be what you can't see is what I heard there in the auditorium,
yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And with respect to you, but I always say that we need more black successes, but not only on the football field. So we're talking about doctors, we're talking about, business
doctors,
owners,
lawyers,
all
business
the above,
owners, yeah,
all
exactly.
the above, brother.
Yeah.
Being black, being deadly, here we are in the 21st century, always was, always will be. Sammy, good talking with you, brother. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, brother, right?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with Sam Thaide, here celebrating NAIDOC for the Radiant Life College here in Innisfail, Maumu country. Fantastic to have that deadly yarn with the brother. And good to have a yarn there also with John Fajo, who's a ranger coordinator, tech ranger, down here at Innisfail, working with his rangers. So fantastic to see. But stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yes, very good morning, you dearly mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Coming to you live here from Innisfail, Mamu Country, celebrating NAIDOC at the Radiant Life College 2025. Don't forget the theme, Next Generation, Strength, Vision, Legacy, and having deadly yarns with, how you say, people who leave a legacy. And one of the deadly sisters I'm going to talk to now is Gemma Maimai, former player, Queensland Firebirds, netball. And a very good morning, Gemma. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, no worries. My mob's Waka Waka. Up in Gander, kind of near Cherbourg, but inland. Dad grew up on country. I didn't get the opportunity to grow up on country. I moved around a lot growing up.
Yes.
So I've had to kind of learn a lot about my history and family.
Yes.
Through my dad and ask a lot of questions, but yeah.
Well, we are students for life, my sister, so look, travel with an open mind. Here we are in Radiant Life College, 2025 celebration of NAIDOC. A good ray of people here. Just had a yarn to big Sam Bacco, brother. With respect, Sammy Thide, but Sam Bacco, deadly Queensland player as well. And look, love, thoughts, prayers going to the brother. Hope he's well. So, Gemma, talk me, you in regard to netballing. Tell us about your story, your former player, Queensland Firebirds, netball. Tell us about your story there, please, sister.
Yeah, so I started playing netball when I was about 8 years old. And when I was about 20, that's when I got picked up by the Firebirds. That's when before that they had the competition. It was the ANZ competition, so they had New Zealand teams in New Zealand and teams in Australia combined.
Yes.
But when I got contracted, they had it was just going to be Australian teams. So there were three new teams and a lot more positions available.
So we didn't have a national competition at that stage.
At that stage, yeah, it was a Trans Tasman competition.
Then okay.
It's now just an Australian competition. So it opened up more opportunities for Australian athletes.
Thanks, Gemma. Yeah.
So I got a call up, which was really exciting for the Firebirds, and yeah, I had a really good time. I was there for 6 years. Stayed at the Firebirds my whole career. Had a lot of ups and downs in my career. In about 2020, around like COVID time, I wanted to walk away from netball. I had a really bad, kind of just a bad year. I didn't really enjoy it.
In regard your performance on the court, or your interaction with coaches and players, or paint that picture?
Yeah, it was actually around First Nations round. We were playing up in Cairns, and there was a bit of a controversial moment. I was the only Indigenous player at the time, and
yes.
During Indigenous round, I didn't take the court, so I wasn't able to kind of represent.
You didn't take the court and you weren't selected to play?
I was in
on the run-on side?
So I was in the team, but I was on the bench the whole time, pretty much. So I wasn't given the opportunity to go on court.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there should have been a fantastic space, platform, to have a First Nation play in the tournament, you would think, and not be on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking, it don't have to be political, but it became political is what I'm picking up.
I think so, and I think in the lead up to that game, there were a lot of media opportunities, and I was heavily involved with them being the only First Nations athlete. So
sure.
So I was talking to radio stations, journalists wanting to kind of get my view on First Nation round and my story. So I was there was a lot of mental load to carry during that
you
week.
You felt a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure on both sides. And then when I didn't get the opportunity to get on court, that I think I just felt very I felt very confused and very embarrassed.
Sure.
I felt like I let our mob down.
Okay.
But then it shone a light on the fact that why is there only one First Nations athlete in the competition, and it kind of started a a movement to try and get put more time and energy into programs that support our First Nations netball athletes.
Yep, thank you. So here we are now, 2025, Gemma. How are we sitting at the moment regarding Australian netball? Is there colour on the court?
At the moment, there's still only one First Nations athlete. That is my younger sister, Lisa Mai Mai. She plays at the Sunny Coast Lightning
team. So that's a Mai Mai thing.
Yeah.
It's not a black thing. It's a Mai Mai thing.
Maybe. I did get to play with Danelle Wallum. So I only got to play with her for one season. She now plays in the New Zealand League, but she's in the Diamonds squad, the Australian Diamond squad. So, yeah, it's quite funny. She's in the Diamond squad, but she couldn't get a contract here in the Australian competition. Just wasn't options available for her at the time. So she was able to go to New Zealand and thrive over there. But it's great that she's still involved in the Australian team.
Yeah. To our daily listeners just tuned in, Trinity Truth here, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, coming to you live from Innisfail, Mamu country. We're here at Radiant Life College for celebrating NAIDOC, Next Generation Strength, Vision, Legacy. I'm having a deadly yarn with Gemma Mai Mai, who played Queensland Firebirds netball. We're talking here. So going back to our conversation, Gemma, there's still a lot of work to be done in regarding First Nation netballers to be at the national level. Yes.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of netballers just kind of on the brink of like breaking into that professional level. So you can call it like semi-elite.
Okay.
There's a lot of programs and a lot of energy getting involved in those programs, which is great.
Good.
I like to come. Sharon Finn and White. She is an ex Queensland player and ex Australian Diamond as well.
Yes.
I think she was our second First Nations Australian Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So I have helped her out quite a bit, just to do some coaching, a little bit of mentoring as well. So yeah, I like to try and give back to those athletes.
Beautiful.
Just to encourage them and give them knowledge to know what it means to be a professional athlete. And
lovely.
If you want to get that, this you need to do this and this and this.
Thank you. Pathway is to success on the netball court. So Gemma, what are you doing now after formally retiring from netball? What are you doing in the work capacity, professionalism?
Yeah, so I'm a high school teacher, so
okay.
I teach
hats
science.
Off to you. Thank you.
I teach science and HPE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. And which school?
I'm at Brisbane Bayside State College.
Okay,
down
big
in
shout out.
Yeah.
Yep. Fantastic. Yeah. And here in Innisfail for celebrating NAIDOC here at Radiant Life College. Who's your connection to be here in Innisfail?
Oh, I just kind of got approached, really. My sister was the first one to kind of get asked to come up here, and then she wasn't available, so I was the second
fiddle.
Choice.
Second choice, there you go.
But,
love that,
yeah,
respectful. Yeah, thank you. Gemma, good yarn with you. Thank you for the yarn. Happy NAIDOC. And before I let you go, what does NAIDOC mean to you, sister?
Oh, I think NAIDOC means just celebrating how far we've come and sharing our culture with everyone who wants to learn and respect it.
Sure, beautiful. More power to you, my sister. Happy NAIDOC. Keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Gemma.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Gemma Mai Mai, played Queensland Firebirds netballer, former, now retired, high school teacher. More power to her, working in that space, educating our beautiful Australian kids out there. That's what it's all about. And look, also got her foot in the door in regard to supporting the fantastic sport of netball and helping with our young Indigenous girls coming into that space. Look, fantastic to see. Success breeds success. Leading from the front, that's what it's all about. And the statement that at this fantastic celebration of NAIDOC coming from the auditorium was, you can't be what you can't see. Well, your sister's out there. You can represent Queensland. You can represent Australia in netball. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live outdoor broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM.
No more corruption.
to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Coming to you live here from Innisfail, Mamu Country, here at the Radiant Life College, celebrating NAIDOC for 2025. Don't forget that deadly theme, next generation, strength, vision, legacy, and having deadly yarns with the mob here. So happy NAIDOC to you all, and happy NAIDOC to everybody across this beautiful country of ours, the big island of Australia. Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and had a deadly yarn there with John Fajo, the ranger coordinator, tech ranger, here in Mamu Country. Had a deadly yarn also with ST, Sammy Thaide, former Broncos, Queensland, Australian Kangaroos rugby league player, and had a deadly yarn with Gemma Mai Mai, a former player, Queensland Firebirds netball. Going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother, TC, that's Tobias Corrie, and he's Newman College Indigenous Liaison Officer, or we say ILO. A very good morning, my brother. How
good
are
morning,
you, Tobias?
Couple batanga. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep. My name is Tobias Corrie. I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander. My father's side, I'm a Bwego Island and Badu Island man, and from my mother's side, from Archive or Kubin Village.
Beautiful.
And Erub.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's where we connected. Erub, my brother. Erub, Dunley Island.
That's what we do.
Bala, that means I can borrow money off you.
That's
excited
it.
To see you, my brother.
Just let me know. I got
fantastic.
A couple cents,
you got
yeah.
me. You got me. Now, Newman College, you're Indigenous Liaison Officer.
Yep.
Tell us about your role there. How long you've been in the role.
Yep.
And Innisfail, Newman College up in Smithville, Cairns.
Yes.
Down here. Let's talk about your journey down here as well, brother.
Yep. So, I'm based out at Smithfield there at Newman College. I've been there for about just under a year now.
Okay.
And it's, to be honest, it's been quite an awesome journey so far.
Good.
We're quite a new school.
Yep.
So, you know, being at events like this is quite an, quite important for us to establish that when we have our NAIDOC and stuff.
Beautiful.
And you know, to share the love with the families down here. You know, I've never been to a NAIDOC down here before.
Okay.
And this is my first time down here with my school and yeah, just in general being down here, and it's so you know, amazing and very pleasant to see the amount of rich culture that's here today.
Beautiful, brother. Newman College, are we talking boarding school, private school?
No, it's a private school. We have
just day visits.
Yeah, we have day schoolers, but we have a lot of students from AFL Cape York House.
Okay.
That are residing in the boarding facility at AFL Boys and Girls Houses.
Yep.
And they come
the college
to
is open
yep.
up for okay.
Yes. So
and
we're
how long has Newman College been running for, brother?
I think this is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
I think this is
and
our fourth
you've been
year,
on board so 12 months now.
Yes. So like I said, it's quite a new school, and you know, we only go up to year 10 at the moment.
Okay.
So the next couple of years is quite exciting in terms of, you know, the First Nations space.
Yeah.
Because this year we've just nominated our first Indigenous representatives.
Okay.
So this is the first time in the history of the school.
Beautiful.
We've done it, and obviously, you know, we're starting to make that change in our school community. So,
What about our teachers? We got any yep. First Nation teachers at Newman College?
Not as of yet.
Okay, there's a goal.
Yeah, there's a goal there, and like obviously there's a few staff there now. We have
sure.
a few First Nations staff there, Indigenous staff. So, you know, obviously just trying to share that love and share that, you know, word with about our school.
Okay.
Just trying to spread the word and trying to, you know.
And what grades we're talking there. Prep? Are we talking prep? What grades are we talking?
So we range from year 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
7
okay,
to 10,
beautiful.
Yeah. So right, secondary
fantastic.
School, yeah.
Yep. And what students you got with you today down here in Innisfail?
So I have two of our student reps
yep.
that are a part of the First Nations leadership group.
Beautiful.
And shout out to their families.
Yes.
In community, one of them is from Bamaga.
Okay, lovely.
And the other one is from Erub. So, shout out to Kemer Nation, Miriam Nation, and also up at MPA there, Bamaga families. So, we brought those two with us today, as well as four of our school captains.
Beautiful. Well, so, big shout out to those beautiful yes. students, and
yep.
thank you for the work that you're doing there,
deadly.
My brother. Now, the other hat you do wear, you're part of a dance group, Torres Strait Dance
him.
Group.
Yep.
Just paint that picture, my brother.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously this journey for me has been quite a long one in terms of, like, you know, trying to find out who I am as a person.
Yes.
You know, growing up, you know, very, like, you know, my grandparents are They moved down here during World War II. So a lot of that, you know, information with culture and stuff was lost.
Beautiful.
So, you know, when I was about 14, 15, I started picking up that hat and started to find out more about who I was. And my father's family, bless them, they've taught me everything I know. And the deadly young black brother you see here is standing before you today.
Thank you.
So,
my brother. And culture is strong. It gets you drowned. It gets you a foundation for your future, but also pass on for your piccaninny.
Yep.
And congratulations. New father, you are. Thank you.
Yep.
How are you enjoying fatherhood, my
brother? Yeah, man. It's deadly, man. Like, the first year, like, it's small. You know, you're just trying to navigate that space. And, you know, obviously now... My boy Malu, shout out to Bala Malu. He's at an age now where he wants to play, and you can kind of rough him up a bit and play with him and kick the footy and stuff. And I think that's what it's all about. And he's also a part of strongly, you know, if I'm always doing culture and sharing that culture when he's present, then he will continue to be around it, and I want him to be immersed in it as much as he can. So
Look, fatherhood, that's a very important role, my brother. Enjoy that journey. Look, thank you for the yarn, TC. Tobias Corey, Tudeli, my brother, big shout out to your beautiful family, your beautiful mother. Tell her I said hello, give my love there. Brother Newman College, must come out and visit you guys, say hi to you guys. I believe we're having connections with your associate there, cousin Lisa, in regarding coming out and doing yarns there with you. But thank you for coming to the program. All the best, you, my brother. Stay strong. Happy NAIDOC, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Tudeli, beautiful yarn there. Tobias Corey having a beautiful yarn, and he's the ILO, we're talking acronyms here, Indigenous Liaison Officer, Newman College, and the college's been running for about 4 years. He's been in a role for a year as a ILO, but look, fantastic. Good to be catching up with people, having deadly yarns. National Talk Black, live outdoor broadcast here in Innisfail, Mamu Country. We're talking rugby league, the home of Billy Slater, and we're celebrating NAIDOC here at Radiant Life College. Next generation, strength, vision, and legacy. So beautiful yarns, you mob. Trendy Trev here. Look, I'm about to sign off. I thank you very much for your company. You local mob, stay tuned, because we got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service, and because we're going to continue with our outdoor broadcast here at the Radiant Life College and having deadly yarns. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly. Get the